Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 225. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
We're ready to go.
Good.
Creeped out.
That's his main MO.
You're creeped out, Nate?
Oh, yeah.
I'm good.
Creeped out already.
He's feeling it tonight.
That's good.
Hey, are we plugged in? I forgot to check.
Yeah,
we're plugged in. I know that.
I don't even ask.
Don't ask. Why would I ask such a question?
I don't even ask.
This is the professional.
He's going to bring that up every time, isn't he?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Hey.
No.
I should have asked off air.
I mess up every once in a while.
No, not as much as I do.
I didn't want to say anything.
But. Dead silence.
Well, good. So you're ready to go.
There you go.
And you're rock creeped and roll. Out. So, okay.
Creeped out, yeah.
So how are you?
I'm both.
You're both? Ooh, you're good.
I'm ready to go because I'm creeped out.
A Duke's mixture.
The Duke's mystery. Yeah, something like that.
something like it.
What'd you call me?
I said that to your face, dude. No.
So Nate just got done telling us about Nosferatu, the movie.
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah. Said it was less than.
We can't talk about awesome. most of it, right?
It wasn't horrible by any means, but I was expecting more. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. It was the big talk of the town, that's for sure.
Mm. Exotic and gory is what you basically described it as.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So, I mean, it's worth a watch, but...
You watched it in segments, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You even got a nap in.
Yeah, I did get a nap in. So I had to rewind it
I can't wait
bit.
To go see it then.
That's great. That is great.
Yeah. It's a little slow at the beginning and ramps up towards the end, but...
Do you think it would have been better to see on the big screen, or are you glad that you saw it on the small screen? Some people, they went to it and just loved it, so I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a good story, but just, I don't know. For me, it sort of lagged on a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So. Hey, honest critique.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the people I know that liked it are pretty pale in appearance, so that's questionable. Anyway. They're probably a little biased.
they're pale.
they're ready to suck some blood themselves.
Ooh. Yikes.
I won't mention any names. I'm just kidding.
But the initials are
all about there. Sean like, Thompson. What the heck? What'd you call me?
Yeah, don't be mentioning any names.
I called you a Duke's mixture.
Duke's a hazard.
Yeah.
That's right.
Some good old boys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. We are here at the mic, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And we can hear some thunder.
It's going to storm.
Yeah.
That makes kinda, it spooky for us.
Mm-hmm. Kind of sets the
tone. Yeah.
Sets the tone.
As long as the power doesn't go out.
Yeah.
Nate's got bats in his belfry, right? No, not anymore, no, right?
They should be out of there.
And the place is haunted here, so.
Mm-hmm. You had bats?
No, not anymore. He did have, yeah.
When was that?
Over the winter.
Oh.
I found three of them up in the attic.
Oh.
Did any of them turn into vampires?
not that I know of.
That's good.
Hmm.
So.
He didn't save you
one. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I waited until the sun went down. Excuse me.
That's CPAP working.
Yeah.
No, it's working too well, right?
Just tired. I waited until the sun went down and I saw bats flying around outside. And I bought like copper mesh bat stuff, and you just like plug holes like in your eaves and stuff with it.
Hmm.
So I think I found where they're coming in underneath one of the gutters, where it's an eave with the roof of the bonus room garage. I stuck a piece of a trim up there, and I could like push it in, so. They're squeezing it up in through there.
Yeah.
So I took some of that mesh and shoved it up in there and blocked it off so they can't get back in.
Now they're homeless. So,
mm-hmm. Yep, they're homeless.
That's right.
There's plenty of places for them.
It's I'm
a big,
sure.
big world.
It's not in your attic.
Across the street at the Joneses, right? Go over there. Oh.
Nice. Nice. Real nice.
I tried.
Can't mention any names on here.
I know. Well, I already have. They already know.
Well, good. I'm glad that we are here. And yes, we have the tone set with the thunder. And
we do.
Oh, yeah.
Just need some lightning.
Yeah, I'm not a big lightning guy.
No. Well, it can cause damage, right?
Yeah.
Well,
we don't want lightning.
If you got thunder, you got lightning.
Yeah, it's true.
Somewhere.
It's my two fists. Thunder and lightning. That's the dad joke.
There you go. Yeah, we got that out of the way, didn't we?
Yeah, that might was as well. Quick. Might as well, yeah. Let's skip that section now. I'm drinking my Milo's sweet tea. You ever had Milo's?
Oh, yeah.
We had
1 gallon jugs of it.
Dude, really?
It's okay. Oh, I'm still trying to get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it not sweet enough or too sweet?
I don't know.
For you?
I don't
They know. Have an extra sweet one.
I don't know. It's not gross and it's not.
It's not what you're used to.
Yeah, I'm not used to it.
It seems to be, to me, it tastes more like a homemade sweet tea.
It is.
Yeah.
That's the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody's trying to make it their own and they, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did your mom's?
It's good enough though.
Did your moms or grandparents or anybody ever make sun tea?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We had jars and jars of sun tea.
Oh, my gosh. Tons. Mm-hmm. And
we even had the little nozzles and, fancy.
I used to see that. Mm-hmm. People don't do that as much. I'm sure somebody out there does, but.
Love sun tea.
Yeah.
Loved it. Man, that brings
back. I need to do that. The kids will be like, what in the world are you doing?
Brings back memories.
Oh, yeah. Really does.
We had a deck on the back porch, off the back of the house, mm-hmm. and right next to the basketball court. So we had to be careful shooting baskets not to knock over.
Yeah, exactly. Do not break the jar.
Yeah. Never did. Never did yep. break. Yeah. Yeah. Mom would bring one jar in and put one out. Mm-hmm. She had two or three that she just keep mm-hmm. going. You know?
In the rotation.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'll have to ask my mom.
I hadn't thought of that in a while. It just made me either. Think of tea made me think of that.
Good old sun tea. That's mm-hmm. that's the 80s right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Good mention there.
I like that. Anytime I can.
That's another zero for you.
It's that Saturday morning feel, right? Where it takes you back in the nostalgia and just makes you feel warm and fuzzy. That's sun tea for sure.
Yeah. G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe and sun tea. That wraps up the 80s.
That's a heck of a combination. That's a heck of a combination there, Nate.
Throw in a little Reagan and Khrushchev and you got the 80s now.
You know what else makes us warm and fuzzy?
What?
The sponsorship.
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural, made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAACO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Thank you, Micah. We appreciate it. Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
And we love you.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Old CCBB.
We need to get Micah back on. It's been a mm-hmm. while.
We do. We kind of had him on not too long ago. It was a rerun.
Yeah. I was like, we did? I was like, where was I at?
Classic episode.
It was good, yeah.
Yeah, that's not when he and Nate met eyes.
No. Locked eyes, yeah.
That was...
It was magical.
Was that with the was that JB Kane? Is that when we did that one or no?
It was just Micah. Mm-hmm. I can't remember when we did that.
I can remember.
It might have been. I think it was like some kind of a creepiversary or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to. Well, we just had him on a second time. And yeah. I didn't know if it was that time or we had our Halloween special or whatever when we had JB on there and Micah.
And then he came on with Nate and I one time when you were absent.
I don't remember that.
That's been a long time ago though.
Man,
I don't even remember what we covered.
Really?
I think we. I don't even.
Gosh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. He tried to steal the show, you know, Micah.
That's how he does. It's all about him.
No, it was fantastic.
Well, good. Well, we do appreciate the sponsorship, Micah, so thank you, sir. Now, it is time for the dad joke of the show. What was that deep?
I'm trying to mentally. I wish you'd send these to me. You don't have to send them to Nate. Just send them to me. So I have it.
One or two. Which one do you guys want? One or two? What number?
I'll take the easiest one for 100, Alex.
Four.
Okay. Let me scroll.
I'm going with one.
One.
Is that? Or do you want to do two?
No.
Because we can only pick one, right?
Yeah. Go with one.
Go with one.
Yeah,
all right.
Go with one.
Watch it be the hardest one.
I think you can get. This one's the easiest one of the two.
I got it. Yay.
What did the baby corn ask Mama corn?
So, where's popcorn?
Where's my popcorn?
Where's my popcorn? There you go.
I'm going to give you the second one.
Yes!
I was going to do that anyway.
Oh, good.
That
wasn't me.
That was me.
That was good.
He's yawning. Wow. He's gurgling. What you doing next? Watch the south.
Not backflips.
Why couldn't the sesame seed get off the hill?
Sesame seed.
Get off the hill.
Yeah, why couldn't the sesame seed get off the hill?
Woof. Man, you got me stumped.
Sesame seed got off the hill. Oh, it's got to be something easy. You know, making mouth noises doesn't help my intelligence at all. Not at all. I'm going to stop it then.
Going once?
Going twice. I guess we're going to have to phone a friend.
You guys give?
Mm-hmm.
Creepies, you give? I know that as they're listening to this,
they're
like,
they're Googling it.
Yeah, they're Googling
I should do that.
It was on a roll.
Oh, I told you it was on a roll. Fracking. Yep.
First one was still a lot easier.
Oh, because I got it.
Hmm.
He had it. He was right behind me. I know that.
Yeah, I knew it had something to do with pop.
Pop.
And corn.
Where's my popcorn?
Yeah. Where's my popcorn?
It's pretty funny.
And that is the dad jokes.
That was good.
Of the show.
I like this.
Slim pickings. Tonight.
I'm glad 50-50. I got 50%.
Correct. I was struggling to find those. Trust me. I was like, oh man, those are the best ones I could find.
I keep coming across dad jokes, but they're not.
They're sad jokes.
Good.
Yeah. They're bad.
Yeah, I find a few of those too, and I'm like, no, I can't.
We should do it.
They're funny.
Maybe we'll do those as an outtake someday. Maybe.
Someday. No, that ain't
when I'm awfully low.
Anyway, there you go. That's the dad jokes. Sean, first announcements.
I got them over here. Something that we do pretty consistently. Look at us go. We get together every Wednesday. We do the creepy. We do the paranormal. We do the fun guy time. But the most important thing that we do, and we will continue to do, is make sure to build a mental health community for everyone here, including us. We want you to get help, so call or text 988 or text HOME to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Almost gurgled.
Almost.
Yes. I think I felt one, but eyes away from the mic.
Yes, get you some help. And
you guys got gremlins?
There's a lot of people struggling.
You got gremlins in
here? Yeah.
In your chairs,
including myself.
I'm yes,
struggling. We.
So I know what it feels like.
Yeah. We watch a show called Alone, and it's ten contestants that go out in the wilderness and try to outlast each other for $500,000.
Oh,
and they have to survive. They can only bring 10 things. Hmm. The newest season is on right now, and of course, we're watching it. And one of the contestants, he was out there. I think he made it 4 days, maybe 5 days. But he had already caught a catfish. So he had some food. He built a shelter of sorts to get started and seemed to be thriving. But the entire time, he had recently lost his father, or maybe it's been a while, but he didn't take the time to like grieve and process it.
Oh man, so he waited for the show.
So he was talking about his dad, 'cause they're alone. Like all the filming stuff they do themselves. There's nobody out there with them. They're by premise of the show.
Them and Bigfoot. Yep.
Yep. And so he started going, I know I have the skills to do this. That should be getting me excited. I know I already have a catfish. I can't even bring myself to eat it. I'm not even hungry. I have a shelter. I have all the things to do good out here, but I'm not happy.
Mm.
And
he waiting thinking about the money, huh?
Yeah. And so he finally came to the conclusion. He's just like, I haven't dealt with the grief of my father, and I'm depressed.
Hmm.
It's like, I'm just not happy. I need to talk to someone. And staying out here trying to do this
isn't helping.
Isn't what I need to do right now.
Wow.
So he made the call. He grabbed the sat phone, the satellite phone, and called and said he's tapping out. And
well, yeah.
They came and got him. And
it's a huge epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yes.
So, yeah, I mean, it's nice to see something like that.
Someone being honest.
Like genuine, yeah.
Yeah, on, national TV.
Yeah,
know,
no kidding.
Sitting there saying, hey, that I'm dealing with something and I need help.
Yeah, and this isn't the time to be doing a game, type of game show, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it takes a lot of insight, too, to be able to do that. And then, I mean, obviously he was ready and he's prepared and thinking about it.
Was he a young guy? Or like, what?
He's, I think, maybe in his 40s.
40s?
Yeah.
Pretty young.
So.
Yeah. That's pretty pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's called Alone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it.
And this one, this season, is the first time they're in the desert.
Oh.
Usually they put them up like near the Arctic Circle and stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Where they get like...
Freeze them out.
Yeah. Get super cold.
Frostbite. I'd be screwed. Stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would be screwed.
I don't think the desert would be any fun either.
No.
All sounds terrible.
Well, the desert...
It gets cold at night.
Yeah, it gets down in the 30s at night.
Yeah, so it's both.
80s, 90s in the day.
Yeah, right.
During that time of season.
Yeah, you won't see me on that show. No. 500,000 or no. No money, no way.
Yeah, I mean, it's have the courage to, look within yourself and see that, you are dealing with stuff and you need help and, go talk to someone.
Yeah.
Find that help.
Right.
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that guy. That was pretty powerful. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, it's all you can do, really. I don't know what else to say on that. That speaks for itself, yeah.
It's the most important thing we do, truly.
It is.
I'm so glad that we started doing that. I know we had aimed and planned to do something that would give back, help, and, be purposeful. But I'm so glad we do and still do. Yeah. It's not like we're like, we don't need to do that. We're just going to dump that, but that's something that we've made central to this. And
yeah,
I'm so thankful for that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I've got a shout out later. So I was going to mention it now, but I'm like, no, it'll be my shout out. So anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean, for that.
You're most welcome.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. As always, you did a great job.
Thank you. No mess ups tonight. Not too
No, many. You didn't mess it up.
I tried. I was thinking, I could mess that up. I could mess that up.
Well, let's see if I mess up. Special announcements. We've got the Creep Show 2025 live event. I just love that name, Creep Show 2025. It's going to be on Saturday, September 20th. It will start at 6 p.m. and the doors will open up at 5:30. You can purchase tickets by using PayPal or Venmo or cash, and that's $10 per ticket. See, I messed up already. It will be at the awesome Greenwood Happy Haunt store in Greenwood, Indiana. I mean, if that doesn't draw you there to the live event just to see the store.
It's another awesome term, right?
Yeah.
Greenwood Happy Haunts.
We're going to have guest speakers and friends of the show, Austin Lawrence and Sin Schrader Hill. They will be there to share some spooky stories. And if anyone wants to be a sponsor of our event, message me on Facebook or email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. And, of course, Mako is with two A's.
Always.
So come out and see us for the live event.
Please
it's
gonna
do. Be fun. Yeah, please right. do. Please.
Be fun. Please. Please. Do. We'll beg. It's fine.
Still trying to clear my schedule, so I'll be there.
Nate. Nate. Two reasons you got to be there.
As he's holding up three fingers.
One, you are part of the show. Two, we need your truck to get the chairs like last year.
Are we doing chairs again this year? Or was that? I may be dreaming that.
Do
Did
what?
They say we don't need chairs this time?
Where are they going to sit?
I can't remember. I want to say
crisscross applesauce.
That may have been a message that Corey. I may be making that up. We may need to check with Corey
I'll
and Scott.
Check with her, but
I want to say that she said we don't need to do chairs this year, and I don't know if they have them or they have access to them or something like that. But
okay.
we may not I'll have to haul them this. Let's check that because I want to say she said that, and oof, I've got some time.
She hasn't talked to me about that part.
I want to say that when I saw her, she said that, and I have totally.
Okay.
I have totally. When you said that, I'm like, wait, I don't think we have to.
Okay, that's cool. If not, yeah.
Mind sometimes mine is sometimes a bit of a strainer,
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah, it is a roller coaster. Yeah.
What he's trying to say.
So
lots of twists and turns.
I may be making that up, but I may not be.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because then I'll.
Yeah, because then we haul them there and they're like, Sean, didn't you tell them? Oops.
Even better if they have them.
This is why I message you guys stuff because I might forget to tell you or I might do this,
I'm just going to put my hands up in there and go, wee.
Wee.
No hands.
I'm on my best behavior tonight, too. Yeah, I was trying.
I swear that first tunnel on the beast is going to chop your hands
best.
Off.
Right? I know.
Oh, yeah.
Rip your head off anyway.
I mean, I go every time, and then I forgot.
Uh-huh.
Then when you think you're going as fast as you can, it just makes you go faster, and it is a beast.
And it beats you up. I love it.
I do, too.
Get off
it's still one of my favorites.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Either if you have back problems, you're going to be fixed, or if you don't have back problems, you're going to have back problems.
My kids like the ride, but they're like, Dad, how do you stand this? And they're like, was it better when it was, the younger roller coaster? Nope. It's always been like this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if anything, it's just aged like wine.
I guess they laid new tracks, made it smoother. I'm like, soft, wimps.
Right.
Wusses.
Boo. You need a couple broken hips now and then.
Oh, absolutely. Little jars in the shoulders and the hips and the knees and a couple headaches afterwards, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
vertigo.
Yeah, vertigo.
A lot of vertigo the rest of the day.
Ooh. Well, anyway, yes, I will check with Corey about that.
Good call.
Yeah, because I was like, where are we going to sit if we don't have chairs? But.
Like I said, if I'm making that up and they're like, no, I don't ever remember that.
Okay.
Maybe I've dreamt that, but I think she said that.
Okay. Well, good. I will check with her on that. Moving forward, look at this. We are to the point where we talk about a topic. Story, if you will. Sean, what are we talking about?
We don't ever have a topic. We should try that, yeah. This is your pick, and it is Schloss Hotel Waldlust.
Isn't that a name?
It is. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Schloss Hotel Waldlust.
Schloss Hotel.
I want to say Wanderlust, but...
I do, too. That's why I was like... I was trying to say it slow-mo.
Schloss.
I'm just going to call it SW.
Very
messed up.
It's very German, right?
Do you have some foundation?
I do. This says a once glorious and state-of-the-art hotel in the Black Forest, which is awesome, right? In Germany, the Schloss Hotel Waldlust is now an empty shell of what it used to be. Old and abandoned, the place is now known as a haunted hotel after the manager was killed in one of the rooms. Da 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 da.
How about that?
Didn't get my money back.
Yeah,
we'll just leave that right there. Walk away slowly, right? So I have before we start talking about this place. So I did videos, and I always do videos. Like I like to see the place, and I want to see the investigations, or I go to Ghost Files or something, and watch the most hilarious people on the planet. I pulled up videos. It's like, oh, that one's in German. It's like I have no idea what they're saying. Okay, that one's in German, can't understand what they're saying.
Oh,
Every single one. I was like, didn't any Americans go over there and like check this place out?
That's interesting.
Or there was one, I was like, oh, this isn't going to be in German. But it's not in anything, it's just pictures of it. It was just like from the room to room and outside of it and just creepy music and just video. And I was like, well, at least it wasn't all in German. And now I don't mind German, but I just can't understand it. And there weren't any subtitles, so I was like,
oh, yeah.
I'd at least have done subtitles, but... But I am glad to see that they're doing paranormal videos on YouTube in Germany. So
yeah, just doesn't do us any good.
Like, convert to English. Convert to English.
Yeah, I didn't watch any videos on this, so I'm glad I didn't, since I can't understand German either.
I don't think there's one out there that was in English. Now, if you'd think I would have found it, right?
I think the one I watched, he seemed very angry.
That was a Hitler video you watched. we've talked about that before, where they have videos of Hitler and they change it to English. Have we talked about that before?
I don't remember.
I first saw it on Rogan, and then I went back and I listened to some of them because I'm like, this is interesting, because when you listen to Hitler, I'm not suggesting that Hitler, what he did or what he said is good, but when it's in German, you're like, oh my gosh, he's out to kill everybody. But when you translate it to English, it's like, you know, I'm here to make this state a better place, and you know, and all these things that sound like, well, that sounds pretty reasonable. You know, so again,
you think he didn't kill, you know, millions of
I don't think they translated all of it, and they probably didn't translate some of the really bad stuff. But when you listen to it, you're like, that sounds like a reasonable chap, you know.
Yeah, right.
But at the time,
when we get done, we'll have tea and crumpets. <It's>
a little Goldschlager. But Rogan was saying the same thing, like, man, I would have thought it was just like hatred and spewing this and that, which he did not, again, not the.
No, I know what you're trying to say. I know what you're saying.
But he was like, huh, that sounds pretty
reasonable. It wasn't all.
So
just vile. And
I thought that was interesting.
Even though he was a vile man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Says here, talking about it used to be a nice hotel and all that, and says, but it used to be. I'm sorry. Used to be a state-of-the-art hotel of 140 rooms where celebrity guests, writers, actors, and royals alike came to spend time in the fresh mountain air. It opened in 1902 with Art Nouveau decor specialized for spa and relaxing atmospheres and entertained guests for decades. Said the one running the show at Schloss Hotel Waldlust was Adele, or known as Addie, who brought the guests to the hotel by throwing lavish and exclusive events. She is also a victim of the hotel and thought to haunt the place. After the war, the family-run hotel of Schloss Hotel Waldlust saw saw a rapid decline in guests and revenue. The hotel had already fallen from its heyday earlier in the century. Last little paragraph here. The exact details about what happened to Addie is unclear, as there never were a record of an Adele as a hotel owner as a guest, but she was brutally murdered in the world famous hotel in 1949, and the hotel was never the same, as she would never check out and leave.
I bet not. Wow. Then, right?
Oh my gosh.
So there you go.
This here says, after Addie died, the SW.
No, you're not. No, you got to give at least one.
Schloss Hotel Wanderlust or Waldlust.
Waldlust. There you go.
SW.
SW.
Go back to it.
Was used as a military hospital for years, and many met their end in the former hotel. In the 1960s, they tried to open the hotel again as a guest house with all the former glory, but something had changed. The hotel staff started to notice strange things. The glass was shaking as it was an earthquake, and they saw a woman with white veil wandering the halls. They also heard a baby crying in the night, even though there was no one there. It finally closed in 2005 and is now almost only used for those who want to take a peek at what a haunted and an abandoned hotel looks like. Mm-hmm. And it looks awesome.
It does look awesome, yeah. In its heyday, it looked amazing. They describe it as like a fairy tale type building. Of course, it's now, you know, decaying and, you know, wallpaper coming off the, you know, walls and all that kind of stuff. And it's just kind of sad. It looks creepy and scary. The fact that it sits in the middle of it, this says it's in Freudenstadt, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. Probably it's got a little bit rougher sound in German, but the Freudenstadt in the middle of the Black Forest. So I looked up videos in the Black Forest because I'm like, you know, I've heard of the Black Forest. I've seen pictures of it. And you just think of it almost like this, like a fairy tale, like it would have a witch in the center of it, or, you know.
Hansel and Gretel.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm thinking. Hansel and Gretel, or Snow White's witch, or, you know, like the Blair Witch or something like that. You know, like there's just all these like dark and looming. It's beautiful. Like they showed the videos you watch on that, like there are some haunted ones too, but there are like, they'll show, oh, all the wildlife and how beautiful it is. And it's a, it is beautiful. So it goes, I think it goes into Switzerland and all, you know, through Germany. And so, but yeah, it's one of the most, you know, you hear about it, but I honestly didn't know tons about the Black Forest, but it does, just the name alone makes it sound very creepy and dark, but it's actually not. So, but where this is at, in the middle of it, it does seem very creepy.
Kind of coming off of what Nate says, so some of this is, I'm going to repeat, but says, after the violent death of Adele B., a military hospital was installed in the building. At that time, many people died in the magnificent ambience of the former Grand Hotel. And like you said, later, however, in the 1960s, the Waldlust was reopened as a guest house. Soon there were wild rumors that the house was cursed, that unredeemed souls were stuck there and were up to mischief as ghosts. The hotel staff reported inexplicable happenings, shaking glasses, like Nate said, a woman with a white veil scurrying by. Sudden chills and musty smells, babies crying at night, even though there was no baby. The elevator also reportedly went up and down for no reason, and electrical appliances suddenly stopped working just as suddenly as they ran again. How about that?
That's awesome. So the funny thing is you can also find a lot of articles in German, and so that's also, like, I had
it doesn't help you?
No. The only thing I can understand in this one is lost places, and it says colon, and then after that, they lose me.
Oh. So.
Zubrosch im Schloss Hotel Waldlust. Hey, I got that one. Freudenstadt. And then it just, like, I'm not even going to try it. Yeah, I didn't take German in high school, and I'm pretty glad I didn't. Woof. But yeah, that's the other thing is like, even the Google lookup was in German. Like when I pulled up, and then I'm like, no, I need the American version. I need the American. I don't think we've had anything that we've looked up in other countries that came up in so many other languages.
Right.
Or in that language. So I think that's interesting.
I'm going to look up and see if, I mean, Germany has been on our list of listeners, but I'm going to see where they're at right now. So anyway,
maybe this will grow it.
This article
maybe
that I'm, getting some information off of has a quote from H.P. Lovecraft.
Ooh. Oh, I like that.
And it says, the oldest and strongest emotion is fear. The oldest and strongest form of fear is fear of the unknown.
I like that. I saw that earlier tonight when I was researching, yeah. Let's see here. Germany.
This says that some of the actors.
No Germany, by the way, right now.
No Germany?
Oh, not in the last 7 days.
Let's see if that changes after this, right?
Not in the last, let's see, in the last 30.
Some of the silent film actors were Douglas Fairbanks, Mary Pickford, Charlie Chaplin, Mark Twain, which he's an author, but still. So once stayed there, so that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Germany is last in the last 30 days of all the countries, but they are on there with the one listen. someone
suffering psychopath.
Some person in Germany is listening. Thank you to whoever that is, if they're still listening. I don't know.
Guten Tag.
So we got to do good for them, for this one person.
I better not try to do the German that I know, because it's going to come out there and be like, no, that's an idiot.
No. We'll lose that. I'll say Germany. Germany's not on there for the last 60 days. 90 days? Nope, no 90 days. That's all right.
Yeah, like, click, 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 click.
Yeah, who did you say? Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, and...
Douglas Fairbanks.
Douglas Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of those two.
And Mark Twain.
Never heard of that guy.
Well, maybe you've heard of Samuel Clemens.
Mark Twain and...
he comes in all the time.
Mark Twain.
He's up there laughing at us.
And Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill and Abe Lincoln.
They all three somehow.
The Lincoln. Lincoln hasn't for a while, but...
No. And neither has W.C.
Mm-hmm. It's probably, oh, wait. Probably for the... yeah. Now we're doing... Are we doing initials? Abbreviations now? Mako.
Sorry. Now I'm going back. Let me go back to my... research here.
What were we talking about, right? I have to say, Germany as a country looks absolutely, I've never been, it looks absolutely amazing. have a friend of mine, Julie, that I used to work with, and she just went over there with her daughters. They went to Germany, Australia, Switzerland, and some of the other European countries surrounding. But I was most interested in seeing her pictures from Germany, and just beautiful. And one of my favorite castles, I think I mentioned it on this podcast, and I always slow down to say it because I want to say it as correctly as I can, but Neuschwanstein. And that is the most, it's basically what Cinderella's castle was based on.
Gotcha.
It's just beautiful. So it's not as old as some castles, but it was, you know, it's got a lot of age to it. It's where they kept some of the, I think the Nazis kept some of the art, their like the paintings and sculptures and some of the ancient like art they were keeping down there to hide, you know, from the Allies. And so it's got a lot of history and it's been through a lot of things, but it's just beautiful. I'd love to go there. I used to have a picture of it on my wall when I was younger. So I've always, when I think about castles, that's, you know, I know there's tons of castles, but that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of our listeners have probably seen it.
I bet so.
So what I've come across is the hotel with its 140 rooms. It had 60 private baths and 100 sunbathing balconies.
It's a lot of sunbathing balconies.
Yes.
How many? 100? 100?
100 sunbathing balconies.
100. Interesting.
And then it's, like I said, it ceased being used in 2005, and it is for sale.
Yeah, it's, I saw that. All that, so we could buy that and make that the Mako headquarters. And we can learn a little German while we're at it.
If we dare, right?
If we dare, yeah.
This is, so they give tours there, and that, and of course, it on these, you know, articles they show like different parts and pieces and kind of what to expect. But this one might be my favorite part. It says, so you go to the ground floor with its lounges, bar areas. See, lounges, restaurants, some are furnished in the style of the quote unquote good old days, and it's, which is called the, see, it says the Vernin für Kultur den Dunkmail, whatever. And, sorry, I have no idea what that means. Tries to gather as many original pieces of furniture as possible to complement the existing furniture. You can see from the furniture, the rags of time are gnawing away at it, which is definitely, you can definitely see that in a lot of the pictures. It says, if you were a guest, come around the corner at any moment, the old house, it feels like it would come to life. It says, in the cellar, we come to the, I'm going to try to say this right, Schwitztube.
Sure.
Yeah. Or rather, what is left of it. In the 50s to 70s, the Schwitztube was the trendy dance and entertainment club in the Freudenstadt. I'm getting good at saying that one. Unfortunately, in the 90s, I hope I am, in the 90s, the rooms were converted into conference rooms and thus structurally changed. Doesn't this look... See that right there? That looks like Three's Company. Common, not going to order. Like where
kind of does.
Where they used to go down there. what was that called? It wasn't the drop-in. What was it called?
No, the Regal Beagle.
The Regal Beagle. Gosh. Yeah. I was like, no, I can't.
I can't remember things from 5 minutes ago.
How in the world?
I can remember Regal Beagle.
That would eventually come to me, but I couldn't remember Regal Beagle. That's great.
Larry.
That's what that looks like.
Though. I always liked his friend Larry.
Larry. Yeah, he had chest hair like pouring out of the top of his shirt.
The gold chain. And the
gold chain, yeah. The curly hair. The creepy vibe.
That's funny. That's good stuff there. Yeah, they do tours and... I'd love to investigate it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for sure we would go there, right?
Says they do crime films there. Horror and crime films.
Now, that's a good idea, right?
I would think it would be good.
In English?
Yeah, right.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet they're just local, yeah, to the country.
I like the way this describes it. It says, the floors creak as you walk down the long corridors. You can lose your orientation in the maze of rooms and suites. Some rooms used to present guests with a wonderful view of the Black Forest. Today, you have trouble opening the windows and doors and stepping onto the balcony. The wood has warped over the years. The hinges squeak. So that definitely gives like a creepy, yeah, creepy vibe to it.
They're even on LinkedIn.
Oh, are they really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is a really neat place. Wonder what they're selling it for. I'm trying to find a price on it, but I can't find anything.
Hopefully it's not in Deutschmarks, which I don't think that's a thing anymore, but the euro, right? Isn't that what they're part of?
Something like that. Whoa, my phone is going crazy here. Man.
They don't want you to know.
This says, in 2005, scientists from an institute in Freiburg spent 3 months, they should have called us, 3 months examining the castle and the stories surrounding it. They were told unbelievable stories of ghostly apparitions, spinning electrical devices, and sudden sensations of cold. Some of the experiences could be cleared up. The building services were the cause of many of the phenomena. Other stories could never be solved. In 2011, another team investigated the Hotel Waldlust again with newer equipment, newer methods, and different approaches. Ghost hunters tried to lure the ghosts out of their hiding place. The result, nothing happened. Well, that's a big boo. See, they didn't call the right people, though. They need to call us.
Do they need to call us?
They do. Like Ghostbusters. The Mako Boys.
Yeah, I don't know. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Now, we need our own theme song. We can't steal that.
No, we can't. That's theirs. Yeah, we need a theme song, all right.
Thunderstruck. Something. Well, we'd steal that too, right?
No, I was, yeah. We could figure something out. I like that. It's some good additive creepiness there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in all the like top 10 haunted hotels in the world or Europe, and it's well known. I mean, there's all kinds of articles. I'm trying to find more hauntings.
There's a really dirty bathtub, and it says that was filled with blood during a shooting for one of the movies that was shot there. So that's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's filled with blood. Oh, it's because of a movie. You see that, Todd?
That's gross.
Disgusting, right? Would you take a bath in that?
No.
No.
No, thanks. No. What kind of question is that?
Hey, right?
No.
There's no stupid questions except when it comes out of my mouth every once in a while, right?
There's a picture. You might have seen it from 1900. Shows some guests, or I assume they're guests, sitting at the tables and...
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Oh, I did see that one, yeah.
Different ones,
I like that. 1900, man. Way before the Titanic.
It says, Haunted Souls Without Peace with Sky Dumont was filmed in January of 2017 in the icy cold in the unheated building. The series tells haunted stories, unsolved eerie tales, and isn't... Let's see, and wouldn't this haunted hotel be the perfect filming location for something like that? Yes, it would. There's also the horror thriller Bella Kiss prologue, filmed in Freudenstadt at the hotel Waldlust. Now I got it all messed up. It says says the way that the content of that film is described, it sounds absolutely terrible or terrifying.
Yeah, they said shadow figures are seen there as well.
That I believe.
So you can't beat a good shadow figure.
Addy keeps them all stirred up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Addy. I do know about, as far as like thrillers and horror movies that come out of Europe, they're some of the most terrifying. And they really, we have some rough ones, but they have some that are just like, oh my gosh, it's mind-numbingly terrifying, some of the stuff that they come up with.
I found that the elevator goes up and down on its own.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I mentioned that.
Oh, did you?
Okay. No.
I just had to give you a hard time.
I'll be surprised.
Yeah, it does. It says,
are you sure?
Yeah. That and the appliances turning on and off. Also says that, here's something that I kind of took me by, not surprised, but I raised an eyebrow, let's say that.
Mm.
Says, some believe spirits of people who died at the hotel are trapped and cannot move on to the afterlife, and they haunt the premises. Some believe spirits of people who died there. That means more than just Addie. So who's all died there? That's what I want.
I found a...
How many people are dying at the hotel here?
Found a story of someone that stayed there.
Nice.
Let's see. A large part of the phenomena can be associated with the house electronics, said the border psychologist. They had, I think, three psychologists or...
Oh, that's the ones that spent all that time there.
Yeah, like three months there. Yeah,
that's the ones I was talking about.
So...
they were the ones that said nothing happened. Boo.
Yeah, but they said guest complaints are also said to have piled up while they're doing the research. A former manager of the hotel tells the researchers, "We once had guests. The woman was quite shocked. She was taking a bath and thought her boyfriend was going to come into the bathroom and touch her from behind. And she turned around, and then there was no one there.
Ooh.
Her boyfriend was lying on the bed. They left immediately."
Mm. They left immediately. Why would they do that?
She didn't like being touched.
Huh. It's no fun. I like that. It's a good story.
You hear that a lot. Would you think you guys would ever be the person that is something? I mean, it'd have to be pretty rough. Ooh. To leave a place that you paid to stay the night or several nights or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, I would agree.
I don't know. So that tells me, I'm sure there's some people that just, you know, a little things could scare them, but that would probably be a pretty big deal for somebody to actually leave.
Yeah. And I get that though. More than investigators going, they're investigators, and they go to these places to investigate, and they get so scared that they run out and they grab their equipment. I'm like, you're investigators.
Right.
Didn't you know what you're signed up for?
That might be the weirdest.
Those are the ones that I'm like, when they say they ran out and they didn't go back, I'm like, again, you're investigators. That's what you're supposed to do. What did you expect? I mean, right. You're hoping to find something, and you did. Now you're running out. Yeah, versus just the common person not investigating. They didn't sign up to be touched or creeped out. Yeah.
Yeah. Employees report two oil paintings, in particular, again and again. A picture of Addie.
Oh.
In her younger years. Which still hung in the stairwell at the time, and a painting of a clergyman, which the staff only called the bishop. Both portray people are supposed to change their facial expressions depending on the attention of the viewer. In the case of the bishop, for example, when you stroke his cheek, according to the research report, the employee firmly believes in it. The owners are said to have advised, if you come by Addie's, talk to her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Addie.
Hello. She said hello.
Mark Twain stayed there one time.
Just once?
One time.
Hmm. That was enough? Yeah, spooked.
That's what I want to know. I wonder what.
He was in the bath, and he thought his girlfriend was coming to find him.
I thought that was funny. They said, one time.
One time.
He stayed there.
Yeah, servants also reported bad omens. A splintered light bulb in the 13-armed chandelier in the reception area did not mean anything good. Shortly afterwards, either a nasty call came from the tax office, or a guest with a broken toe or a burst water pipe, but only if the light bulb breaks, an employee told the scientists in 2005.
Mm-hmm. In 2011, another team investigated the hotel Waldlust again, or we call it the SW, with newer equipment, newer methods, and different approaches. Ghost hunters tried to lure the ghost out of their hiding place. The result, nothing happened. It says one room in particular came up again and again in the stories. Yes, and it was exactly in front of this room that we stood and listened to the stories about the haunted hotel. Addie is said to have died in this room. The door is open for us, and we entered the room. After all the stories beforehand, I'm honestly glad that it's broad daylight, there's no spooky music playing, and I don't actually believe in inexplicable things. Actually, but you never know. We are standing in a hotel room that is still furnished. The bed is untouched. There is no curtain wobbling, and no cool breeze is blowing past the back of my neck. Addie doesn't seem to mind our presence. Is she just away in another area of the hotel? Or is the haunted hotel just the imagination of the hotel's former guests and employees? I won't be able to solve the mystery.
Mm. I did it again, didn't I?
Mm. Interesting. Interesting.
Why'd you make the yum yum sound? I think it's interesting. We were talking about how like it sits in the Black Forest, and that's something we need to cover at some point. I found several like chilling tales, you know, like the Witch of Hinterkaifeck, which remember the Hinterkaifeck murders and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it talks about the Grimm brothers' tales, which we were talking about being like almost fairy tale, you know, just the way that it's very picturesque in the mountains and in the secluded area. It says the mere mention of the Grimm brothers conjures images of fairy tale magic and dark forest where heroes and heroines battle supernatural odds. Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm, their literary legacy woven into the cultural fabric. Get all your vowels.
Wabbits.
I'm hunting wabbits.
The wabbits fabric. Fabric.
Fabric. Bloop, 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 bloop. Ventured into the Black Forest to document these enigmatic, ooh, I got that one right, tales passed down verbally for centuries. However, upon closer examination of their work, one might notice themes that go well beyond the typical happy ever after. House raids are plentiful, flesh-crafting witches seek to devour innocents, and forbidden, awful feasts unfold. The original unadulterated tales of Hansel and Gretel, Rapunzel, and many more are not just charming stories for children. They are windows into a world of darkness. Even the trees have ears in the Black Forest.
Oh.
The Black Forest. That's cool, isn't it?
That is cool.
So, I mean, it is. It's like I said, that's, and it's beautiful. Like I said, when you, like if you're in the videos I saw are all in the light. So, but I'd love to see like people, you know, investigating and looking at it in the dark, because I bet it is a completely different place in the dark.
Oh, I bet it is.
Right.
Everything is. Like we've talked about before, we've only looked at the Indiana State Sanatorium in daylight. I guarantee you at nighttime, it's got a whole different approach or a whole different look, and we'd have a whole different approach to it.
I try to tell the kids that camping, you know, we went, anytime we've gone camping, it's like, oh, it's a beautiful place and all this stuff. We go boating and blah, blah, blah. And then at night, you got raccoons jumping out of trees. You know, like, what's that? Oh, my gosh. What is that? Oh, there's children at the edge of the tent. It's raccoons, honey. To go to bed, and they're fine. It's just, if you have to go pee, take a buddy.
That's why I don't go camping. I'd go camping if I had a camper.
You know, the deer come, you know, along, like, what's this thing? You know, like, no, yeah. It's like, oh, my God, it's the Blair Witch.
The Blair Witch. Anything else on the, I'm going to say it. Schloss Hotel Waldlust.
The SW.
Or the SW.
That's cool.
No, I can't really find anything more.
Okay.
No, but we're going. Get a plane ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to check it out.
That's right.
Mm. Poor Addie. I wonder how old she was. They never said, did they?
I did not see an age, no. It makes me think of youngish.
Yeah, you know. I'm thinking 20s.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was sort of thinking.
Yeah, not a kid, but
because I think she was the one putting on the parties and stuff, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was the hostess and put on the, Yep, and who murdered her? Dun, dun, dun. Mm.
The world may never know.
That's terrible.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I like that. It was fun. Coming off of that, Nate, what do you think for middle-aged moment or dark side? Look, he's already smiling, so he's already going to get us.
I'm not going to get you, I promise. This is what I picked, and I'm sticking with it.
Sure.
He's got two bullets, and they're both loaded.
No, it's not a shotgun. Double barrel.
I'm going to go with the dark side.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the moment.
Dark side.
No.
You guys will appreciate this. I had to do this because since it's in Germany and...
Scorpions?
Scorpions is right.
Nice.
Yes!
Man, he's on it.
Yes. That was a weird one. I'm sorry. It's all sweaty. This is the zoo. I had so many.
I love this song.
There's so many different ones that I could have picked. I'm like, oh, that's a little risque. Oh, that's a little risque too. So I'm like, this one, this will get the job done. And honestly, though, the way we talked about this with the words from the zoo, it's kind of like this place could kind of be that.
You're not doing
big
city nights?
You could tell. Oh, I could. You could totally like blast this song as you're going through this hotel.
Like a hurricane.
Right? I almost did that. I was like, no.
That would really not.
Probably not. Exactly. Yeah, there's a couple of them. Yeah. The job is done and I go out, another boring day. I leave it all behind me now, so many worlds away. I meet my girl. She's dressed to kill, and and all we gonna do is walk around to catch the thrill on streets we call the zoo. It's so hard. I hear the da-na, da-na. It's hard not to sing this song. We eat the night, we drink the time, and make our dreams come true, and hungry eyes are passing by on streets we call the zoo. We eat the night, we drink the time, and make our dreams come true, and hungry eyes are passing by on streets we call the zoo. Enjoy the zoo and walk down 42nd Street. You're going to be excited too, and you will feel the heat. We eat the night, we drink the time, make our dreams come true, and hungry eyes are passing by on streets we call the zoo. We eat the night, we drink the time, make our dreams come true, and hungry eyes are passing by on streets we call the zoo. But it's so fun.
It's a great song. Ding. Yeah, I love the guitar.
Their songs are just fantastic anyway. But then the instrumental. Can you really? Oh, you got to play that for us.
On the guitar.
We should. We'll go out on that song, right? But yeah. So I went there. Great.
Nice.
Great thinking there.
Well, they're one of the more famous German
bands. Yeah. The Scorpions.
Yeah, I love them. I'd like to see them in concert.
Oh, man. That'd be amazing.
Do yourself a favor. Out. They did an MTV Unplugged in Greece.
Yeah.
And it's a phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Well, on YouTube, you can probably find it on video. But they do have an album of it, too. Mm-hmm. And it's,
phenomenal.
I listened to it. If it was a cassette, I would have worn it out. I just went through a whole phase of just listening to it constantly.
So it's funny that I've been getting Harrison to listen to a lot of different things, and he has a very eclectic taste. But he's been listening to Fleetwood Mac, and he's like, "Dad, I love Fleetwood Mac. It's fantastic." And I was like, "It is good." And I got him to start listening to Yes. I was telling you that. Mm-hmm. It's a very underrated band. And Scorpions was another one. I was like, just there are so many good bands and so many good albums out there, and then great, if you put their greatest hits together, it's like heaven, mm-hmm. So it's just fun. But yeah, he's starting to like, oh my gosh, so they kids just don't realize how
does
much
does he really react like I mean he really does.
I could show you that. I could show you the text of Fleetwood Mac. He actually he texted me and he said, "Dad," because he hadn't listened to, he's heard some of Rumors and then some of their other stuff, Tusk, and I sent him, I was like, here's some of this and that, and he sent me a text last night actually. He goes, "Dad, why is Fleetwood Mac so amazing?"
Those kids just don't appreciate.
He does. And
that's Olivia's band. She loves Fleetwood Mac.
He hasn't given me any feedback about what he thought. I don't know if he's listened much of the Yes, but I've tried to send him some of the, I sent him the greatest hits and all that kind of stuff. And I told, so his uncle, my brother, Chad, loves all that stuff too. He's a huge, some people are foodies. He's a musicie. I told him, I said, yeah, he's already hooked on Fleetwood Mac. I'm working on Yes and Scorpions and all these other bands. And he said, he's like, good dad. Good dad. He goes, I'm going to go home and listen to Yes. He's like, that's great.
You like what I'm doing with my headset?
I do. Your ears getting a little tender.
Killing me.
Yeah. Killing me, Smalls.
There we go. Well, good. That was a good middle age moment. I mean, Dark Side. Sorry.
You still want to be a moment.
Yeah, that was a good song.
I could do a moment.
Good choice.
You want me to
choice.
Do a moment?
No, that's all right.
Okay.
Oh, Sean. Yeah, that is good. Now that's going to be in my head all night. Okay, coming off of that, we got shout-outs. Sean, what's your shout-outs?
I don't have any this week. I'm going to be shout-outless. Yeah, I did a whole bunch last week, so I'm like, I'm going to take a break.
Okay.
I'm supposed to retract Claire's, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I had joked with you guys. I said, I told Claire, like, I dedicated the middle moment, like I said, and I shouted you out for your 16th birthday. And she goes, what'd you say? And I'm like, well, I said a bunch of things. Listen. And she goes, I probably won't. But Ella listened, William listened, Jenna listened, Harrison listened, and Claire's like,
did they listen to the episode or just that part?
Probably just that part, if I had to guess. Because I told them, I said, you could just like do yourself a favor and listen to the whole thing. But I don't honestly know. They actually do listen, though. I mean, Jenna, not so much. Harrison does, and William and Ella do. Ella's on, like, she has a regular phone, and for a long time she's like, Dad, I can't pull up your podcast. I don't have the, whatever. She does now, so she'll listen to it. And they get their friends to listen, too.
Nice.
So, what is it, 18? Isn't that, like, our biggest range is?
It's the second one.
12 to 25. I'm just kidding. So, it's, like, the younger. Like, we have a lot of younger. It's probably all their friends. No, I'm just kidding, but I don't know. I'm a little surprised when they're like, oh yeah, so-and-so listens. I'm like, oh really? How'd they find out? I told them. Oh, how about that? Didn't think about word of mouth.
In the last 30 days, our age group is, let's see. Oh, it is. It is.
You think it'd be middle-aged,
18,
right?
18 to 24 is the most listened.
We're hip. 20,
then 25 to 34, then 35 to 44. And then and in my age range, 45 to 54 is second to last. And then 55 plus is last.
Boo.
So 18 to 24.
Did Nate just say we're hip to the jive?
We're hip to the jive.
I escaped. Woohoo.
Brother man, we are hip to the jive.
Something.
We are something. If anything, we are something. That's why. Truer words were never spoken. Okay, so no shout-outs for Sean.
Nope.
Nate?
Don't you do it. Don't you go shout-outless.
I'm trying to think of something.
Shout-out this pen.
Yeah.
Shout-out to the pen.
Man, nothing's really coming to mind as far as a shout-out.
Well, if you have no shout-outs, you don't have shout-outs. I mean, you know.
It's going to be a desert of shout-outs.
Yeah.
You got to save us. Todd, you're going to save
us. So no shout-outs.
No,
so that's a no. Well,
can't
I have,
think of anything.
Okay. Well, I have one shout-out. Okay. Shout-out to the Facebook group of Middle Age and Creeped Out. For I made a post the other day. I can't remember when it was. Sunday or Monday? Let's see here. Sunday, Monday? About I can't catch a break, which I can't, seems like. And a lot of people made nice comments. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, prayers and thoughts my way, and so I appreciate that. So shout out to the Facebook group, to the people that
we have wonderful creepies.
We do.
Yeah,
it made me feel good. Didn't help you know, cure or
what was ailing,
take care of the problem, but just knowing people cared, that made that
encouraging.
Really
encouraging.
Yeah. Made me feel good. So shout out to them for taking the time to comment.
It's excellent.
I do have a shout out.
Oh
do you?
Here
I
we
just
go
need time to stew.
That's it. That's my only shout out.
Thank you.
Shout out to my son Dane.
Oh yeah,
because he
Dano
helped me over the weekend, and we got the Super Duty fixed and running.
Nice.
He's a good kid too, all the way around. You did you post a picture of him when you were you holding his hand in that picture? It was like yes or like
we're
past
in,
to present or whatever.
Cody, Wyoming, going to the
he has
Stampede.
A,
which
he
is,
has jeans on and a cowboy hat, and you're holding his.
And
I was
we
like,
both have cowboy boots on that we bought there.
I've never seen that picture before. I don't think I have. And then you showed him like what was he doing?
Wakeboarding.
Is what, I was trying to think whether he was skiing or what. Yeah, wakeboarding. So.
Yeah, so they grow up quick.
Yeah,
no kidding.
But no, he helped me change
this is
the
tiny little guy
exhaust gas temp sensor.
Oh, that's that's Sean. You know that you and I.
It's right next to the Dujima Hiji Mathingy. The thingamabobber. I don't know.
Plague, whatever.
We had to pull the wheel well out.
Thingamajig
to gain access.
Good. Yeah.
I've watched him do that. Like,
yeah, you got to pull the wheel well.
Nate, you look like you're sweating a lot. Is that hard?
Yeah. When you're doing the, what is it again? I can't remember what he just said. He was working
even
on
the
EGT
sensor. The
EGT sensor. Yes. That's, that's layman's term. Sean.
That's my terms. Yeah. I have no idea. No clue.
I sense there's an EGT.
There is.
Therefore, there's the EGT sensor.
Yeah. It's got
to
be sensed.
And your vehicle doesn't like to run quite right.
No.
When that's not reading anything.
Right. Right.
Good to know. All the creepers out there are like, I'm going to write that down.
Mine's working just fine.
Mine must be. It's running around for the moment.
I made it here. Well, good. That's a good shout out. Awesome. And now, second sponsorship time. Hey, creepies. Do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Scott and Corey, for your sponsorship. We appreciate it.
We love you guys.
Always.
Yeah. You know, I'll be checking with you about the chairs.
fingers crossed.
That's right. We'll have chairs regardless of who supplies them. So,
and Halloween's right around the corner, so
mm-hmm.
stop in.
I saw a picture today of somebody that posted it said something like, don't be afraid to start decorating for Halloween or something like that. Right. I think of them.
There's been more.
Every time I see Halloween.
More posts, right? Yep. You got to get through the dog days of summer, though, first. Right?
Yeah, we still.
Mm. I think about that when I come out of some of the patients' homes or facilities and I walk into the heat and I'm like, oh, my gosh. But at least I can get into an air-conditioned car and air-conditioned places, mm-hmm. mostly.
So, yeah.
Some of them are hot. Some of them are not.
Yeah.
Hey, I just have to ask, when is it not Halloween?
That's a good question. It's always spooky time, right?
Always spooky time and green happy haunts. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we do appreciate your sponsorship. Love your store. Love you guys. So, thank you for that. Sean,
mm-hmm.
second announcements?
I got them over here. Follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Good job.
Why wouldn't you?
Nice.
Why wouldn't you?
I didn't even stumble fumble at all.
No.
Look at me go.
Man, you're trying to get some more zeros.
Yay. I'm doing something. I'm doing something right over here.
I hear you. That's good. That's good for you.
Yay. Talking is not always my strong suit.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Well, looking over to my right, mm-hmm. to our man Nate here. Help us out. What do you got?
Let's get all the animals put up and close the zoo down.
Yes.
That's a wrap.
He was looking at you, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Cage monkey.
Are you doing that guitar again from Scorpions?
Oh, I love that.
I'm going to have to listen to it so I can get it out of my head because I'm going to.
That's right. You're going to dream it tonight.
Yeah. That's a good song to dream about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 225 and our discussion on the Schloss Hotel Waldlust. Look at that. I nailed it. Didn't even hesitate.
You are a professional.
So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.